Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Just 4 months ago, the Celtics were in the NBA Finals and on the cusp of winning their 18th championship. They fell short of realizing that goal, and then they had a headline-grabbing offseason. So what should we expect from the Celtics with their regular season tipping off tonight? For answers, we're joined by Gary Washburn. He's the NBA writer for the Boston Globe. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for being here. So let's start with head coach Ime Udoka. He was suspended for the season after violating team rules, reportedly for having a consensual relationship with a team staffer. Joe Mazzulla will serve as interim coach. What do we know about him? And just overall, how has this drama affected the team?
Well, Mazzulla has been with the team as an assistant coach since 2019. So the players are familiar with him, his style. He's a guy who's a straight shooter, a real good communicator, a guy who's fiery, but the players respect him. And I think that the reason that he was named interim coach is I think the team wanted a smoother transition. They feel they're close to a championship. They have the chance to reach the finals and win the finals this year. And you wanted a familiar face, a familiar voice in charge after Udoka was suspended. And I think Mazzulla fits that role. And so far during training camp, as we head toward tonight's opener, they seem to be very comfortable with his style and growing to become kind of moving forward after the issues with Udoka.
Another big picture question. How much of the core of last season's team, you know, the one that went to the finals, how much of it is back?
Most of it's back. Only Robert Williams, who will miss the first couple of months with a knee injury, won't be on the floor for opening night. The Celtics are able to make a couple of offseason moves, but they kept the core of their team back. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Al Horford, Grant Williams. And the hope for the Celtics is a lot of those guys have learned from the experience of reaching, you know, and losing the finals, and then have taken a step forward with their games and are better players entering this season.
The Celtics signed veteran free agent Danilo Gallinari to a 2-year deal, and then he tore his ACL. So how do you think the Celtics will deal with that?
They have a shooting forward named Sam Hauser, who didn't get much playing time last year, but who appears ready for that role. They could also, down the road, maybe sign someone if they feel like they have a need. They have some options. But losing Gallinari for probably their entire season was a real blow.
I want to ask you about other new faces we should know about, including Malcolm Brogdon. You wrote about him mentioning his Black Lives Matter activism and that he's an overall Renaissance man. Why did you feel like it was important to highlight that?
Malcolm Brogdon is someone who is as much as impactful off the floor as he is on the floor. He just definitely has a maturity about him. You know, he's only 29 years old, but he speaks as if he's, you know, of someone with great experience and wisdom. He's a son of a college professor and a provost at Morehouse College, that he grew up in an environment of education, and he has plans of having a real impact on the Boston communities here. And I think that's very important.
And now, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask for any predictions you might have. The Celtics came just a couple wins away from taking it all last year. What do you think will happen this year?
I think they'll get to the same place. I think they have a real shot to win it all. It all depends on, you know, what they do with their roster as the season progresses, starting out fast. But I think they have a real hunger. I think that they were really disappointed last year, watching Golden State celebrate on the Garden floor. So I think that this, if there's going to be a year for the Celtics to win their first title since 2008, I think this is the year.
Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe, thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.